Would you like to see it introduced?
I opposed its introduction, and the reason I did so...
No, I mean an increase. You opposed the introduction of the minimum wage, well, but would you like to see the introduction of an increase?
I would, 10 years ago, have said no to that for the same reason I opposed it, which is because I was concerned it was going to cost jobs. I think the evidence has not borne that out as much as was feared, and I think two very important things have changed. One, it would actually save the taxpayer money because of the extent to which the taxpayer is topping up low wages through tax credits. But also, in the last really difficult economic period, employment's done pretty well. We've over 30 million people in work, but wages have been terribly slow. They've fallen really a lot in real terms. And I just wonder if an above inflation increase in the minimum wage might actually give the right signal for wages, would be affordable for most employers, and actually wouldn't cost jobs.
So you're not converted, but you can see the merit of the argument.
I think Robert and others like him are making a really powerful case. Robert, like me, fought his seat three times before we won. And just as it would benefit, you know, people in Harlow, I think quite a lot of my constituents in Rochester and Strood would benefit from above inflation rise, and I don't think there would be a significant worry on employment.
How do you sell it at the same time as yesterday George Osborne is saying there's got to be another $25 billion cut from public spending?
Because the minimum wage will actually encourage people back into work. And what I'm saying is we've got to be careful. You raise it to a level that doesn't hit jobs, but you actually can raise it through other means, through raising the threshold in which people pay national insurance tax, for example, for continuing to raise the threshold in which people pay income tax. And you can actually reach not just a minimum wage, but a living wage by reforming the tax system. So I think it will encourage people back into work. It will get people off benefits. And above all, it will show the public that we really are on the side of hard-working people. And that, if we're to say that and have that as our slogan, we have to really mean it.
You do have to do something or find something that's going to slightly endear you to the public by comparison with your present stance, aren't you?
I mean, for me, it's not so much the political positioning. I mean, I worked as an economist. It's an issue I've thought about a lot. And I think the evidence has changed, and ultimately you've got companies that have very large surpluses, quite a lot of money stacked up in the corporate sector, not yet coming in investment, whereas wages, you know, have fallen perhaps sort of 10% compared to where they were in real terms. And actually I think above inflation increase in the minimum wage, I don't think it would cause the rise in unemployment that I'd have used to have feared, and I think it may actually give the right sort of signal, both in terms of what we want to see, helping people at the bottom end, but also in the economy, in terms of getting money in consumers' pockets and getting the economy moving further.
You sound to me as if you're just about persuaded.
I spoke about this 2 months ago with the Chancellor, and I actually left that meeting telling him I thought he should go for it. And I think he's been quite surprised by the extent to which there isn't opposition for people who used to worry about jobs or might have had a particularly free market view of this. I think opinion has shifted within the Conservative Party. We followed the evidence, and by lifting people out of tax, we've been helping people who are at the lower end of the labour market. And I think this would be another way of doing it. And I no longer have the fears in terms of employment that I used to, that I think, you know, generally was why the Conservatives were concerned about it 10, 15 years ago.
Do you still have anxieties about it, though?
I have anxieties, but on balance, I think I now think it's the right thing to do. And ultimately, I think politicians should decide. I don't think you should send these things to quangos like the Low Pay Commission. There may be risks, but I think you need to take a view as a party. Is this economically and politically the right thing to do?
You mentioned the Low Pay Commission. The Low Pay Commission, when the minimum wage was uprated only about 3 months ago, said that it couldn't be uprated anymore because of the fragility of the economy.
Yes, but I do think that the time has come to at least increase the minimum wage in terms of inflation to reflect the changes that have happened in the past few years, because the minimum wage has risen very, very tiny levels over the past couple of years or so. But as I say, what we need to do is, it's not just about the minimum wage. I want to achieve a living wage, but achieve a living wage through a reform of the tax system. We've got to get people, more people out of tax, not just out of income tax, but out of paying national insurance. There are still 5 million people in our country who earn less than £10,000 a year, who work part-time. They aren't affected by the income tax changes, which have been very beneficial, but we need to reform the national insurance as well, and actually in the long run merge national insurance and income tax and really get people out of tax and at that time, we will get people towards a living wage.
And you're more or less converted, aren't you?
On the living wage, I don't think it's a good idea to be pressuring companies, or particularly public sector employees, to...
A lot of people say they can't afford it, employers.
Well, Medway Council, on my patch, we don't pay the so-called living wage. Some other councils do. The public sector unions have pushed it very hard. But I actually think the job of a council is to deliver services as efficiently and effectively as it can, not to pay public workers more than it needs to actually get the people to do the job. But if you're doing it across the board at the national level and you've got a national minimum wage, if it's not causing problems with employment and wage growth has been so slow, I do think it's an issue we should look at. And Robert, amongst others, I think has made a very strong case.
I just don't want us to make the same mistake twice. So if we said we oppose the minimum wage, now we support it, which is a good thing, we don't want to be on the wrong side of the argument about the living wage.
Thank you both very much. Thank you. Now, Twelfth Night is gone, and with it the season of goodwill.